T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, man? I am good, bro. I really enjoyed those days off. And as you said, time goes so slow right now, Andy. I didn't even realize it was Monday yesterday. I just like, okay, I know I ain't got to work. I thought it was, I swear to you, I thought it was Sunday for the longest yesterday. Now I think about it. Damn, it is Monday, and I still don't got to work. But, yeah, I'm cooling out here, man, you know, just waiting for this thing to get back rolling so we can have some live to talk about. Had a great weekend with the family. Shout out to going out to my mom's house with the whole family down there for my little cousin Stefan's graduation. Mama had something at our house. So everybody was there. Everybody told me to tell you, hey, but yeah, good to be back at work though.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to have had an extra day, obviously, in memory of all the people that have given
no
the
doubt.
Ultimate sacrifice to the country. And Memorial Day being yesterday, hopefully, you know, you got a chance. I know you did, obviously, being with your family, being with your mom who was in service for years. But hopefully everybody got a chance yesterday to think about that a little bit, or a lot of it. But it was nice to have an extra day. It really was. It was weird because we've gotten into this routine of, you know, all right, we're doing this Monday, we're doing this Tuesday, we're at home, there's no sports going on, we're trying to come up with stuff to get into and try to keep it light and have some fun. It was weird to have a day off, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was nice. But it was strange. Like, and just like right now, as we're talking right now, just that extra day off kind of threw a little bit of a bump in the routine, to the point where right as we were getting ready to jump on the air, I was like, what do I say again? What do we say?
It's Tuesday.
Oh yeah, good morning. That's right. Yeah. Hello. Welcome. Yeah. I don't know. We'd gotten so entrenched in this every single day because, you know, we've been home now for 9 weeks or however long.
Right.
It had become this rinse and repeat routine. And again, it's been fun. I think everybody's been doing a great job at 92.9 The Game trying to keep us up to date with everything that is or is not happening. But it was kind of funny. It was just kind of funny to have just a little bit of a change to the routine. It was nice, but here we are.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're all creatures of habit and everything. And, you know, as we say that, we continue to just to try and entertain people. But, you know, we do always appreciate everybody listening on the radio.com app. Make sure you put it on all your devices. And you can just listen to me to Andy at the house. If y'all chilling like us, I know more and more people are going back to work. Mm-hmm. and good for them. And because we need to get these people. People need to work, man. People need money. People need, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm glad that you're starting to see some things get back to normal. I mean, even though, what's normal?
Right.
Right. Around this time. But, luckily I remembered it was Tuesday because the damn trash is supposed to go out today. So,
Merry yeah.
Came. So, I was like, oh. Damn,
ours does
Tuesday.
A delay. If there's a holiday on a Monday, then the trash normally comes on Tuesday, but it comes on Wednesday.
So and that's what I thought.
Yeah. Be careful. If your trash isn't delayed, make sure you get your trash down to the curb this morning.
I had to talk to Bob. I was like, Bob, is the trash delayed by one day?
See, it's nice to have a neighbor like Bob. Like, when the power went out last week, Bob texted you, so you knew it wasn't just your house. It was the entire neighborhood where the power went out. It's good to have neighbors like Bob. Brian Gebhardt makes a good point. Getting the loot can be a good way to feel like you're getting back to normal, or at least the pursuit of getting the loot could be a good way to feel like you're getting back. No, one thing that kind of felt maybe it felt normal. I need you to be my compass on this one, because you know how I get when it comes to golf.
Yes.
You know how I get when it comes to Tiger Woods.
Yes, I do.
So, I mean, him doing anything to me is worth reacting to and spending 4 hours on and maybe getting over my skis about it a little bit.
But we're not going to do that.
I don't know.
4 hours?
We won't do 4 hours. All right. But I think we're going to start with it, because it did kind of feel normal to turn on the TV on Sunday afternoon. I know they delayed a little bit because of weather. But to turn on and watch live sports between four athletes, two of them actually golfers that we're familiar with, and that was just a really nice way to break up the routine and to have something where you didn't know the result. And to have something that was, in my opinion, and I guess in the opinion of the general public, because that match on Sunday afternoon had higher ratings than any other cable golf telecast in history, it was good. It was good to have, and it was actually worth watching.
Oh, I had a good time watching it, man. And it's easy to watch it when there's nothing else on. I mean, you know, you look at the ratings. I mean, best ever, highest rated golf ever on cable TV. I mean,
crazy.
And then, you know, the thought that they might delay it because of the rain, and you're just like, no, we got to get this here. Everybody's been waiting for it and all these things. And it lived up to it, man. I really enjoyed watching it. It was a lot of fun. Charles Barkley, I mean, he makes everything great. I mean, him and Tom Brady going back and forth at it. My thing is this: were people getting like joy out of watching Tom Brady struggle? Because I mean, it was just so obvious that he was not on his A game, and I could just tell that so many people were getting joy out of him not playing well in something that he's not a professional in, and he struggled. I thought Peyton was just Peyton, man. I mean, I think people don't realize how funny of a dude Peyton is and the personality that he has, but it's unreal. And Tiger and Phil, you know, they're friends now, but they're still that little, you know, jabby at each other a little bit. And you know, Tiger was great yesterday. The other day, I thought he played well if you consider the conditions.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything that you said. And I think the Tom Brady part of it was, I think there's layers to why we were rooting against Tom Brady. I think it's different in different regions. I think it's different in Atlanta maybe than it is in wherever else in the country. And there was some Falcons shade in there. That was a part of the broadcast, which sucked. By the way, blame Justin Thomas for that. Because Justin Thomas is the one that started it. Who, by the way, I thought was a pretty good analyst on the course as well, for a 27-year-old who's never really talked into a microphone before. He did a nice job too, aside from the Falcons shade, of course. But there's layers to why we enjoyed watching Tom Brady struggle, because I mean, he's like a 6-time Super Bowl champion who seems to have succeeded at everything over the last decade or so, 15 years, and it's annoying sometimes when people are that good. Also, he's stood in the way of many of our dreams many times as sports fans, but also it's just relatable. It was relatable to see a guy who's so good in his sport be so bad on national TV. And the thing that was the most relatable about it to me was it seemed like a part of the reason he was bad was because he was nervous. Like,
was he nervous?
He seemed tense. Like, because you could tell that he's better than that. He was better than he was in the first seven holes. I mean, he holes out on seven. He hit some decent shots on the back nine. Like, Tom Brady on a different day plays a much better round than that. But he's an amateur golfer. Like, sometimes amateur golfers play bad golf. But seemed like a guy who had the yips in the first six or seven holes, which is so great because we all have that happen to us. It was awesome to see Tom Brady go through the same thing that a normal human goes through on the golf course.
Well, that's the thing. But the shot he hit, if that ain't Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? When he hit that shot, I'm like, wow. I mean, I just screamed, wow. Because he's like, okay, that's Tom Brady right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's pushed, and Charles was cracking on him and everything, and then he just makes a shot like that. But I mean, I enjoyed the fact that people were enjoying Tom Brady not playing well. I was just sitting back like, really? Y'all are this, like, loving the fact that Tom Brady is struggling at golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, whatever. But yeah, as you know, Falcon fans, I know that you know the jabs that were being taken at the Falcons' expense. I mean, I'm like, damn, can they get a break?
Right? Can it just be a broadcaster that doesn't come up?
Yeah, just go out there and let these guys have fun. And how about the damn golf carts? Those are so sweet.
They were nice.
They were pretty nice. They were nice.
One thing I don't understand is what was Tom Brady's trash talk to Chuck like? I know they were going back and forth, and you know Chuck's getting him. Justin Thomas called him a fat blank, which was pretty funny.
Yes.
But I've never heard anyone say like I've heard the essence of what Tom Brady said to Charles Barkley. I've never heard it said in the way that Tom Brady said it. Take a suck of that, Chuck. What does that
yes.
mean? I've never
that
heard
was
any.
Great.
It was weird. It was uncomfortable to me. Like
really?
Yeah. Like the turn of phrase made no sense. I never heard anyone talk trash like that before. It was very, it was very unusual to me.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't the slickest of mouths. And when you talk about trash talking,
I think that's a good point.
You know, I think that's what it was. But I mean, it was just all in good fun. And then just to watch, you know, different athletes. I mean, Brooks Koepka. I'm sorry, his $100,000 bet with Tom Brady and all that, and then Tom wins that bet. And then, you know, you hear Russell Wilson and you see different guys and A-Rod and all those guys. I think that was a big part of it. And just the enjoyment. Like, I'm getting to a point now, Andy, that I'm not weirded out by not seeing fans at a sporting event. Like, I mean, watching the soccer a little bit this weekend, heard the crowd noises in it, didn't know how to react to it, but I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, because I'm, you know me, I want fans in the stands, but if I can't have them, I'll take anything. I mean, just to have the athletes out there, and we're going to get a lot into what's going on because there's some new things going out as far as baseball. We know this basketball thing is looking like they're going to just ship the whole league down to Florida. And you know, I'm opposed to that. But if that's going to get NBA basketball and going to get the playoffs going, then so be it. Go down to the Magic Kingdom and go have fun. Go hang out with Mickey and Minnie and them.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the players agree to, whatever they're comfortable with that gets us live sports back on a more regular basis than, you know, every couple weeks with celebrities playing golf. I know we had NASCAR back over the weekend, which is great. And you said Bundesliga as well. It was, I don't know, not as bad with the fake crowd noise as I thought it was going to be. It worked. It wasn't as awkward as I thought it was going to be. They did a pretty good job. But I do wonder this, though. Like, with the golf tournament on Sunday, or golf tournament, the golf match on Sunday, and all the viewers and, you know, the generally positive response that we got to it. Is it just that we're so starved for sports that anything will work at this point? Or is it just another example? Because I think we've seen this intermittently. And it might be both of these things. It could very well be both of these things. But is it another example of stripping these broadcasts down and getting all the fluff out of it, all the extra stuff they've thrown into these broadcasts, and just giving us what we want, which is the actual competition, the sport, like seeing the sport, and sprinkling some personality? Because that was the thing that I liked so much about Sunday. There was a lot less commercials. There was a lot less, you know, BizHub slow-mo cam. There was a lot less extra garbage. And it was just golf. It was just just like with the draft. Like, it was just actually what was going on, because you didn't have all the time to do extra TV production. You had to strip it down basically to the essence of what it is that you're watching. And I think this is something that TV producers can learn from this experience. We like sports. We like to watch sports. All that other stuff you guys have been shoveling at our faces the last decade or so, we don't need it. We just want to watch the games. And that's what I loved about Sunday.
Well, I mean, because it's just getting to it, Andy. That's the thing about it. I mean, I think the ultimate thing we love in sports is the constant action of it. We hate when they go to commercials. We hate when there's a timeout. We hate those things like that. We just want to see what's going on and just play it out that way. But we know with advertisement and endorsement stuff, you can't do that. You gotta pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it made me just like, you know what? I didn't even think about that, Andy, as far as the commercials and all that. It was just like, it was right there. It's like, okay. And then they didn't even let you know when they were going to a commercial, because, like you said, there weren't a lot of them. So, I mean, I'm like, okay, once the ball goes in the hole, you're expecting them to go straight to the commercial. And, no, they're getting their golf carts and they're talking to Charles and them, while they're driving to the next hole. So, I mean, overall, I thought it was great. I think that if we were – if everything was normal, would the ratings be what they were? Probably not, but I think they would have been pretty damn high, though. Because you're talking about four premier all-world athletes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving golfers a little credit by calling them athletes. But you know what I'm saying? You got the most famous golfer on the planet, maybe ever, in Tiger Woods. Maybe the greatest football player ever in Tom Brady. And another one who might be a top 10 of all-time player in Peyton Manning. So, yep, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I also think the ratings that you got on that are a great indicator of when, you know, real sports come back with real outcomes and real stakes. I just think the numbers are going to be insane. I don't think we're ever going to take for granted a random Sunday afternoon Braves game again. You know? Oh, no. Baseball's on. Cool. We'll just put it on in the background. I feel like every game I'm going to be riveted to from now on. All right, we're back with you here on a Tuesday. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the long weekend. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick things off, including what has been decided, Rick Bucher.
The reality is that while it hasn't been said, it's been decided.
Oh, what has been decided? We'll find out next right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
The reality is that while it hasn't been said, it's been decided. We're going to have a game. It's just a matter of when we're going to have games and what it's going to look like. I would expect by the first week of June, we are going to get an official announcement, maybe even the 1st of June.
There you have it. That's the voice of Rick Bucher, Bleacher Report, Fox Sports, NBA analyst, NBA insider for many years, saying that it's already been decided, Randy. They just haven't told us yet, which I actually believe. Like, I feel like over the last week, 2 weeks or so, with LeBron and all these guys meeting virtually, the league having individual meetings with some of these big name guys, they've made it very clear that, yeah, we want to come back. We're comfortable with the quarantine thing in Vegas and Orlando, or just Orlando or whatever. You guys basically work out the details, present them to us. We'll agree to them, and then we'll get this thing going. I firmly believe that that's where the NBA is right now, which is great, because if it is June 1st, that's like 5 days from now.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the NBA, unlike the other leagues, is that, you know, it seems like, you know, the players and the owners, they are pretty much, they get along. You know what I'm saying? It's not contentious or anything like that. And I think they're saying more of Orlando than Vegas, because I think, you know, Orlando is more, you know, you can, I guess it's a little bit more confined than Vegas is, I guess. I guess you want to call it whatever it is. But I think they look at it as, you know, I think people are under this assumption that if they're down there in Florida, oh, they can go as they please. You know what I'm saying? They can go here, go there, and it's not going to be there. It's going to be restricted and things like that. But, yeah, I think, you know, as we go along, and, you know, I think you talked about this earlier this month about, you know, this week right here would be a defining week as far as what leagues are going to come back. Because we know that the NBA is determined to get this league and to get this season finished. And now they're talking about this as far as the playoffs. So they're going to do the top 16 teams instead of 8 in the East, 8 in the West, or something like that. I mean, there's still a lot of things got to be worked out. But right now, it does look like the NBA is definitely coming back. And they're talking about late July, I think they said earlier. So, I mean, whatever. If you got to take everybody down there to Orlando, like I said, go down there and hang out with Mickey and Minnie, and let's get this season started.
Whatever it takes.
Restart it.
And I think that's a key to why maybe it's a little bit easier for them to do it than it is for Major League Baseball, who didn't start, right? So they're going to be playing an abbreviated schedule, and obviously with an abbreviated schedule, they have to come to some sort of agreement about who gets paid how much. The players say they already did come to that agreement back in March. The owners say, no, we didn't, because we didn't know there was going to be no fans in the stands. The NBA has the advantage of having played, 85% of its regular season, 80% of its regular season. And if they just get rid of those final 15 games or so and go straight to the playoffs, I think, if I understand this correctly, the NBA players, if you had a salary this past season, you've been paid that salary this past season. Like, you got your money. So there's not a money dispute right now. Now, I think there will be a money dispute as far as what it looks like next year in the NBA if they play these final games and playoffs with no fans in the stands, because that'll impact the bottom line. But I think it's easier for them. And I agree with you. There's a less contentious relationship between the owners and the players right now, because their CBA situation isn't coming up or isn't right in, you know, right in the middle of negotiation like other leagues have had. I don't know, man. I don't know what baseball is going to do. I know we've talked a lot about it the last couple of weeks. I just feel like this is a really big week for them to actually make progress towards finding a financial resolution. And if they don't, baseball might not happen. Like, it just might not. And
it's
I hate
a possibility. It's a possibility, man. We know that when this first came out, man, I mean, it just came out so public and so negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, I should say, because when it first came out and you saw what the owners did as far as for the players and this little earlier settlement, you're like, okay, cool. That's good. They did this, gave the players money and all that. But then when they came back and they found out, like you said, the no fans part, and then they try to make it so public. You know what I'm saying? Because we know what the ownerships, what they do, they turn the fans or whatever, they turn them against the players, make the players look like they're greedy, because at a time where we are right now with all these people out of work, nobody want to hear about a damn millionaire taking a couple less million. Nobody wants to hear that. Mm-hmm. And it came out, and then you had the players had to come back with theirs, and you had players on TikTok or Twitch or whatever that thing is called saying that I ain't going back and all this, and I'm not giving up no money. So you're right, man. If I don't know if they can't get something hammered down this week, man. I mean, we said it last week, Andy, there's a possibility that there might be no baseball, and just the ramifications that just does for that sport down the line. Because we know that what it's going to come down to. We know it's, you know, the safety and all that, that's important. But we know that if there's no baseball, it's strictly about money. That is the reason there will not be baseball, because of money.
Yeah, and I also think the important context in the baseball discussion is, and Jeff Passan wrote about this in his article over the weekend from ESPN, is that this disagreement over prorated salaries or revenue splitting or whatever is just like today's argument. The reason that it's so difficult for them to come to an agreement in any quick period of time is because there's been building turmoil between the owners and the players for years now. The CBA is almost a decade old. So all of the stuff that's been happening, and we've talked about it here and there over the last couple of years, where you've got the manipulating of service time with players being brought up later, so they've got more years of arbitration eligibility. You had the whole thing last summer where, you know, guys that were obviously talented enough to be in Major League Baseball weren't being paid, and free agency went on forever. And, like, it felt like it was collusion between the teams and the players. Like, all of that stuff is coloring this debate right now, which sucks because this debate right now isn't really about that stuff. But when you come to the table with all that animosity from those last couple of years of disagreements, that's going to be an issue when you're trying to talk about coming to some sort of agreement right now. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. Like, it isn't just that they don't like each other today. They haven't liked each other for a long time. And today they're trying to come up with an amicable solution to get on the field. I still say the same thing, though. Figure it out. I don't care about that.
Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to figure that out
another time. Right now you need to play baseball.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said nobody wants to hear that. I mean, and it is a big deal. I mean, you know, you can speak from both sides. I mean, the players, you know, when you look at, they're going to play an 82-game schedule, they should be paid for 82 games. But now you know that they never want this salary cap thing. I just look at it as it's a one-off. I mean, because of the way things are right now, I think everybody should be able to sacrifice something. But with me saying it ain't my money. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my money. And there's no way to guarantee that, you know, like you said about the NBA, next year's as far as pay is going to be the same. We don't know how this is going to affect our sports in the long run. I mean, yeah, we could have them back, but I mean, just think about the money that's not being generated by people being in those stands and eating those hot dogs, drinking those beers. They're not going to be there. So, I mean, they're going to have to, you know, take a haircut. They might have to take another one next year. And that's going to be the issue right there, is the fact of what happens next year if everything is on time and still you can't have that many people in the stadium.
Speaking of haircuts, you get one yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't do
it. How's it feel? You feel pretty good?
It feels pretty good, man.
I bet.
I almost forgot how handsome I really am.
Yeah. I haven't gotten one.
I mean, you don't want to get one. There's no problem, man. But I was like, dude, I told you, whenever I look like that as far as needing a haircut, my wife always looks at my head, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get a damn haircut. All right, I'm going to get it. All right, no problem. I get it. All right, leave me alone. All right, go away. Go somewhere.
I need to get one, or shave or something. Like, I just, it's getting hot out, all this hair on my head, plus all the rest of my body. Like, it's just a lot. There's a lot going on. It's basically what I'm
saying. Do you shave? You don't shave your body, though, do you?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh,
okay. I mean, I'm just curious. That would be very itchy.
I know some guys that I know plenty of dudes that shave their bodies.
Yeah, but I don't think they're in the same boat as me exactly.
Oh, okay. I got
like
you.
I think you're talking about guys with like a tuft. Like, oh, I'll shave my chest, you know, right. Keep it smooth in the middle. If I did that, you know how many razors I'd have to go through like on a monthly basis? It'd be ridiculous.
They shave their bodies with razors? I thought they shaved with clippers.
Oh, or clippers. I don't know. I'm not doing it is the bottom line.
All right.
We could do it as a sponsorship deal, maybe.
You know, maybe, but
a Harry's Razors deal or something like that.
Maybe. Who knows?
Anyway, let's hear what the Georgia Athletic Director, Greg McGarrity, had to say on the morning show today.
Because one thing we don't want to do is create angst and worry and concern about, am I going to be in that group? You know, we're planning for a full house. Now, is that realistic? Time will tell. But at least we're planning that way, and we can always back off of that. But we've got several internal documents ready to activate, but certainly we don't want to go public with anything, especially in May. I mean, our first home game's in September.
Right.
So we don't want to rush through anything. At the same time, we want to be respectful to everyone, but we want to provide accurate information at one time so there's no misinformation there.
We'll let you hear that entire conversation coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Again, Georgia Athletic Director Greg McGarrity with John and Hugh this morning. I feel like, what's that? So say that again.
I don't know what it is about that guy. I just ain't a big fan of his, man.
Oh, really?
I know he's president of my school. Just not a big fan of his.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if this is – I've always felt that way pretty much. Not every athletic director, but almost every athletic director. You're like, I'm not sure about that guy. Because they haven't won a championship with him, probably. I mean, that's probably the reason.
That,
right?
That could be it. That probably could be it. But I mean, the college is going to college is the trickiest one because of the different as far as there's no union for the players. It's basically their parents. I heard Jimbo Fisher this morning was talking about how he's talked to all his players' parents and everything, and he said for the most part everybody's ready to roll. They're going to start sending the kids back starting next week. But, I mean, that's the biggest thing is your parents. I mean, how concerned are you for your child's safety and well-being? And, I mean, you should always be. But I'm just saying in this particular time because you're sending them back. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the kids are home right now. Now they're going to go back to campus and they're going to have a certain amount of, you know, as far as cleaning and all these things, disinfecting everything. They got all these protocols in and everything. But still a point of are the parents ready to send their kids back to school?
Yeah, I mean, that is the players' union in this situation. It's the families that they come from. I just wonder how, because the rhetoric from college football has really kind of ramped up in that direction of we're planning for this. This is our goal. We want to have fans in the stands. Not only are we planning to play, but fans in the stands. Kind of after the NFL took that position as well. I think the NFL may have really set the tone in that direction for football in general. And Greg McGarrity said it right there, the same thing that Roger Goodell and people from the NFL have said. They have the benefit of time. They can plan for best case scenario. And then when September comes around, if they can't have best case scenario, then they scale it back slightly. But what I like is they're starting with that, you know?
Yeah.
They're not starting with, well, maybe we can, like when you're talking about like other athletic directors, Pac-12 athletic directors, guys over there. Well, maybe we can have games. They're saying, no, we're having games with fans. you know, worst case scenario is games with less fans, which still is games, which is good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian Gebhardt. Find out how Brian's weekend went as well. Hopefully everybody had a nice three-day weekend. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Devontae Freeman had an interesting three-day weekend, didn't he?
Man. D-Free was – he let y'all know.
Yeah.
Let you know.
He definitely was, which I appreciate.
I almost forgot who I was.
Clear the air a little bit. No retirement talk there. Now, he does have to find a team that he's had offers, but he wants more. Anyway, we'll get into that coming up in 20 minutes in an NFL no huddle, as well as everything else that's going on in the world of football, because apparently there's some rule changes that are on the vote this week, and it looks like both of them have an opportunity to pass. So we'll get to that. Obviously, let you hear what the Georgia Athletic Director, Greg McGarrity, had to say earlier this morning on with John and Hugh. Brian Gebhardt, who's going to join us in just 1 second for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, Randy, thinks maybe you don't like him because he used to work at Florida.
That could be it. That definitely could. That definitely could be it. I mean, you know, I mean, hey, I get a monthly email from him. Thank you. I appreciate it. I never read it. I just see where it comes from him. And, you know, but whatever.
Is it straight to you, or is it like alumni, or is it former
athletes, alumni. Or what? Alumni email.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You never read it once?
No, not one time.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I get a lot of emails like that. Click.
Yeah, I'm good.
There are certain emails that as soon as you get them, you delete them. Like, oh, all right,
yeah,
this comes once a month, deleted. But you don't unsubscribe, though. Like, you still want to be included on the alumni emails, but you don't read them. It's a weird place to be. I'm the exact same way.
No, the weird place that I get. The weird place is like we try to unsubscribe. I can do that, but like we email. I mean, not we. Y'all email our rundown, not our rundowns, but our show after our show notes and everything. You email them to Reggie and Sean and all that. I need to get off that email chain.
Why?
How do I remove myself from that?
What email chain? Like with the other shows?
Yeah. How do I get off of that?
I don't think you can. Like, if you're a part of some of it, you have to be a part of all of it. And it's isn't it nice to see what other shows are? You know, you check. Oh, look at that! Dukes and Bell had Steve Coonan on at 4:40. Oh, here's a quote that he said. That's great. It's good to feel like a part of the team, isn't it, Randy?
I am a part of this team. I love being a part of the 92.9 The Game family. That's I love y'all.
That's what I mean.
I just asked a simple question. How do I get off of that email chain? That's all I
think you can. I don't think you can.
Okay, now I mean, because you know I try to mute it and everything. Can't do it. But, okay.
You're in.
Yep.
All right, let's get to Brian.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gephardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Big deal, small deal, no deal, every single day at 10:40 with Brian. I like those emails, personally. Brian, I like all of them.
The McGarity Minutes, I think they're called, right, Randy?
Yes, that is what they're called.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got those as well. You kind of skim them. The thing is, they include information about every sport, so you might find something about equestrian that you don't really care about or want to know, or you know,
right.
Gymnastics or swimming and diving or whatever it might be. And it's like, all right, just give me the football and basketball ones.
I care about all my dogs and all the sports. I love them all. Okay.
Be anti-equestrian.
So that's what it is. No, I'm not an anti-equestrian. Good. When I was in school, Georgia had the best, if not one of the best swim teams in America. Them girls were always winning stuff.
Oh, yeah. All the three sports I just named are all the national champions for Georgia right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, gymnastics especially, too, as
don't
well.
Don't they have bass fishing now?
Oh, as an actual scholarship sport?
I think it is.
I don't know.
Hmm. Well, probably not anymore after COVID-19.
Yeah,
I would imagine that's one of the ones that gets the axe.
That might get cut. Yeah, true.
But let's move over to the golf event over the weekend. Obviously, it was a ton of fun. I thought it was a lot better than last year. Overall, more entertaining. And a big part of that was actually the broadcast and the back and forth between Justin Thomas and Charles Barkley. And specifically, this moment. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
This is Mickelson for the win.
Chuck, I'd love to see your fat ass try to jump a basketball right now.
Hey, clear.
Dive.
JT, you can't call me fat on TV. That's bullying. I'm going to call HR on you.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I take it back.
Hey, listen. Listen, it's a new day in television now. You have to be very careful what you say.
I think it's a little deal, but my thing is how good of friends are Justin and Charles, because you just ain't gonna call me that and I ain't gonna say that.
Hopefully
that.
Really good
saying?
Friends. Yeah,
you know,
I know.
What I'm saying? Like that's a good friend kind of joke. Like we boys, we go off and drink stuff like that. But if you don't know me like that,
yeah.
I might have a little issue with you.
Well, and it's funny because occasionally like Charles checks these guys because there's guys that think that they have that relationship with him, but they don't.
Right.
And every once it doesn't happen all that often, because look, I mean, what Charles doesn't care. Charles is like he's cashing checks from being one of the most famous broadcasters. He's having a good time, whatever. It's mostly in fun. But every once in a while, somebody says something that goes a little bit too far. And Chuck, you know, you can hear it in his voice. And he's like, all right, hang on. Not that one. Nope. Don't do that.
Which is always really good.
But the way he responded to Justin Thompson sounds like they must be pretty good buddies.
They got to be. And there's a little bit more to that. I ain't going to let no damn golfer talk to me like that either. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let no damn golfer talk to me like that if we ain't friends. You know what I'm saying? If we ain't friends.
I thought about that on Sunday too, though. I was like, man, a lot of these guys just really have a comfort level saying stuff to Charles that I feel like, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't say to Charles, you know? Like, It was really just going for him. Like, I don't remember who, what's the guy's name that was the anchoring the broadcast. Is it Brandon something?
Oh, I don't remember. Brian.
Brian Adams. Anyway, he did Brian Anderson. He did a nice job, and does a nice job whenever he's on those broadcasts. But he was getting some shots in there too, and I was like, one of these times, one of these guys is going to go too far, and Chuck's going to make fun of him on TV, and it's going to be awkward.
Well, is it because Chuck is the one who makes fun of everybody else, since Chuck has his fair game with everybody anybody else is fair game with Chuck, you know, kind of a
thing.
I feel like
Ernie Johnson and Kenny and Shaq and some other people, like, that's their relationship with Charles, and you see it so much on TV that you're like, oh, that's what you do when you're on TV with Charles, forgetting the fact that those guys have known him for decades and they have that kind of rapport. Like, I don't know. You just can't – not everybody can say the same stuff to everybody, you know? You got to know somebody a certain type of way.
You just got to know who you're talking to sometimes.
Right.
All right, so big deal, small deal, no deal. Adam Kaplan, friend of the show, NFL insider, saying this about the 4th and 15 rule, believing that it may actually pass this year.
Because – and we're all for player health and safety. Because of that, they've reduced the odds. It's so hard to execute it. You got to have the crazy bounce is really all you got. There's only certain ways you can block. It just doesn't really happen much anymore. I think it's got a chance. I really do. If it doesn't get done this year, trust me, it'll be brought up again next year.
I think it's a small deal. Who are we really punishing? The kicker. Really? That's what we're worried about? The kicker's feelings? I mean,
I'm worried about that.
You've been talking so much about young Hoku that, I mean, would you say he's the best onside kicker in the league? Okay, Andy. I mean, this is your guy. I don't see a big deal in anything.
I mean, yeah, I feel bad for young Hoku. I mean, he's got a science to it. He's got the special way he puts the ball down, the special way he approaches it. I think he got two in a row last year, which is one of them got called off.
Who was that against? Who was that against? Because whoever that is, whoever team they did that against, need to be fired. I hope they special teams got fired. Yeah.
Onside kicks have an 11% completion rate, an 11% success rate. The 4th and 15 apparently has a 25% success rate. So 4th and 15, sign me up for it. Also, it's football with more players and the guys that you're used to, like quarterbacks and receivers and running backs and stuff. So it's good. It's good to get the stars on the field more often.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let it come down to the stars, not the kicker. Exactly.
Yeah. Although, I mean, kickers can be stars.
Yeah, they can. And I'm just having fun because
Young Wei Koo's a star. Along.
Okay.
Around these parts.
Right. I mean, he's a dude down there in Statesboro and everything. I get it. He's an iconic figure in Statesboro.
All right. We've talked too long about kickers. We have to go to break. It's a problem I've had many times. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Speaking of kicking, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.